Variations on a theme. A This Is How You Lose the Time War Story. Written by Mazura and read by the 24th Key,
Padvi Glover,
Lena Lollipop,
Wilfriede 0815,
and Shakespeare Stormer URL.
Perrin, red, blue. Summary. Five times red and blue sip tea while enjoying some theatre. 1.
Journey's end and lovers meeting,
a woman declares from the stage. In the audience, blue and red sip their tea. To red's palate, the tea isn't anything special. But it is, of course, because blue is here with her. She still savors that, the novelty of it. The delicious danger of hanging out in Strand 246, while both Garden and the agency are looking for them, as surely they must be. Red knows that, alone, she couldn't hope to stand a chance. Alone, she would be caught already, has been caught already. Blue saved her. It seems only fair that at some point, Red will get to return the favor. Although she knows Blue doesn't look at it like that. Favors are for the people they used to be, before.
Journey's end and lovers meeting.
Red shakes her head at the story thus cut short.
How about journey's start with lovers meeting?
Red likes the sound of that much better. Blue takes her hand, or an appendage close enough to resemble one, and smiles like she knows exactly what Red is thinking. 2.
A pox upon both your houses,
an android declares from the stage. A safe curse, Red supposes, as this strand is still a way off from having developed viruses capable of taking down both men and machine. It's one or the other, and clearly Romeo and Juliet will have to set their differences aside and work together for the sake of humanity. Red isn't sure if she's watching the work of the agency or Garden. It could go both ways, she thinks, depending on how things turn out for the young protagonists. And even then, there's some room for doubt. Blue pours them both some tea. It smells sweet, fruit-like. Red can almost taste it already. Can imagine kissing Blue and finding the flavor on her lips. Her tongue. Tybalt volunteers to be turned into a cyborg, to help bridge the gap between androids and humans. But the way he smirks at the audience makes it clear that this is only subterfuge, and that his true goal is far more nefarious. Red sips her tea, feeling the flavor fill her mouth. It's as good as she imagined, and, as always, much better.
Do you want to stay for the ending?
Blue asks.
It'll be another 2 hours.
Red shakes her head.
Let's go once we've finished our tea.
They're nowhere near running for their lives. If anything, it's Garden and the agency that seem to be running scared. Although, of course, it's dangerous to think that. To allow herself to get overconfident. 3.
I am the moon and Romeo is like the sun.
A man declares from the stage. Red idly wonders who Mercutio, Tybalt, and all the other characters are in this metaphor. Stars, perhaps? But then, what's the point of a moon if it doesn't have a planetary body to orbit? Perhaps, Red supposes, it's a bit like an agent who is no longer part of the agency, whose existence does not center around Commandant. Rather than being served the finished product, in Strand 812, during this period of time, you boil your own tea when visiting the theater, which is about as entertaining as it sounds. Red likes making tea for Blue, likes Blue making tea for her. But that's when it's the two of them, alone together in whatever place they've decided to call home for a couple of days, weeks, years. That's when there aren't frogs sitting in the water as it heats up.
You'd think someone would invent a tea kettle before solar-powered self-driving cars,
Red says, watching her frog.
You'd think so, yes,
Blue agrees. Their frogs leap out of the water at the same time, and then it's finally time for tea. Red thinks hers tastes of nothing so much as unwashed frog. 4.
Why are you Juliet?
Romeo declares from the stage. Juliet explains that she's been named after her grandmother on her mother's side, who was also called Juliet, while Red and Blue wait for their tea. Things have been set in motion. Seeds have been planted. Aggressive incursions have been made. Blood has been spilled. Red has never felt bad about a bit of murder, but she thought that she'd gotten a bit jaded, used to it. Working with Blue, though, instead of against her, or worst of all possibilities, without her even in play, makes everything feel new again. Exciting. Exhilarating. If Red dies tomorrow, she will not die happy. She will think of all the things she still wanted to do with Blue. Good thing, she supposes, that she has no intention of dying. Their tea arrives in steaming 1 liter mugs, with long spoons to stir the salt and the butter. Red sits back and thinks about all the names Blue has called her, all the lovely variations on Blue's own name. 5.
Parting is such sweet sorrow,
a disembodied voice declares from the stage. Blue puts down her empty cup on its saucer.
They're here. Do you see them?
Red almost feels offended Blue should ask. She supposes it's part of the scene, part of how things like this are supposed to play out.
I see them.
Garden and the agency, working together. Red never thought she'd see the day. Her and Blue, they're different. They got away, found each other. Stirred up some serious trouble for reasons that seemed valid at the time, and still do. And now here's a whole bunch of Garden and the agency's people, working it all together like they were grown for it, or built for it, or what have you'd for it. Red almost feels proud. She wants to tell Commandant,
see what I have accomplished?
More than that, she wishes there was someone she could ask how they did it. Well, someone she could ask and trust to give her an answer that is approximately true. Did Garden grow the first move? Did the agency? Were there letters? Messages?
Think we can take them?
Blue grins, to show she's not expecting an actual answer this time. Red stretches. The next group coming for them will be better, she knows. Or worse, depending on your point of view. In terms of resources, she and Blue could never hope to be any kind of match for Garden and the agency, unless, well, something to consider in another strand.
The end.